Thank you for tuning into Soldiers of the Light Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ podcast with your host, Pastor Joe. Each episode will include a conversation style recording where Joe will include a realistic theological perspective to having a close desire and growing closer in allegiance to Jesus Christ and how he contributes his understanding of the Christian life of the world we live in today. Please keep in mind that the audio quality may vary since these podcasts are recorded on multiple devices. The Life's Lessons in Christ episodes are brought to you by Soldiers of the Light Ministries Productions Incorporated. Don't forget to subscribe and thanks again for tuning in.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. God bless you. It is another beautiful day that God has saw fit for us to live to see today. And I am thankful. Very, very thankful for God. So good morning. As you're joining in, get your Bibles ready because we're going to jump into this. We're going to talk about the Pharisee and the publican, the parable of two men who prayed. And I'm going to be coming to you from Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14 in the New King James Version. And it reads, "And also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others." Oh, this is good. "Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God," he said, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess." And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." As always, this is going to be good. As always, may the Lord bless the reading of his word. Good morning, everybody. So we're going to talk about this morning. You know, let me go back to that verse. Let me go back to that verse where it says, where it says this. It says, "Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who exalts himself will be exalted." Wow. How fitting this is, because, you know, I was reading somewhere where a famous pastor, right, basically said that Martin Luther King Jr. Wasn't a Christian. That's what he said. He said Martin Luther King Jr. was not a Christian. And when those words begin to resonate in my head and in my mindset, I thought about this guy, these two men right here. The Pharisee and the publican, the tax collector. And you know, it's easy. It's funny how the enemy can take something so simple and distort it, turn it all around, mix it up, and get all kinds of agita and negative reactions and stuff like that and all. And yeah, it could upset someone. It could upset many people. But that man needs to be careful, because only God is the judge. I don't know what Martin Luther King's status was. I know his history. I know where he came from. I know how he was brought up. But nobody has the right to say whether or not he was a Christian or not. Think about that. All right, so let's jump into this thing. Listen, attitude to me, right? Attitude to me is what counts. If we have the right attitude, we can receive a blessing. I'm gonna tell you right now, you and I can receive a blessing from this message. If we have a wrong attitude, we cannot receive any blessings. This parable, when I was going over this parable has a twofold application, right? One is the spirit in which we pray, right? And the other is how to be saved. Now, in this message, the attitudes of this Pharisee and the publican will be considered. And what I mean by that, it's going to be short, it's going to be sweet, but it's to the point. Yeah, I want you to get this, right? Now, let's talk about the attitude of the Pharisee. Yeah. Let's talk about the attitude of the Pharisee. Now, this, if you look at this man, oh, this is good. Thank you, Jesus. If you look at this man, right, this Pharisee, this man had some remarkable qualities, right? He did not do things, watch it now. He did not do things he was not supposed to do. He was not a wicked person outwardly, right? And in his opinion, he had not violated the seventh commandment on adultery, the eighth commandment on stealing, nor the ninth commandment on trustworthiness. And as his prayer continued, he probably, right, informed the Lord of his many other virtues. Now, he did do things that were commendable. He fasted, right? Scripture says that. He fasted. He tithed, and both of which were commanded. He probably went in beyond and above these things and did more. Now, Jesus said something interesting about this man. Watch this now. He said something interesting about this man, right? He was not declared right. I'm going to say this again. He was not declared right in the sight of God. When you look at verse 14. Now, the very reason was his attitude. His attitude. His prayer was within himself. Notice verse 11, right? He prayed thus with himself. He told himself what the grounds were on which he expected favors from God, right? And it was not, if you notice, it was not a silent prayer, but an audible one. Now this man, think about this. This man was his own God. Ooh, be careful, right? This man was his own God. And what I mean by that, he compared himself to others, right? Now, and this is always dangerous. I get tripped up when I see leaders, prominent leaders, pastors, presidents, you name it, right? Motivational speakers. Yeah, I'm throwing them all out there, right? I get upset, or in my mind, this is always dangerous because we are only to compare ourselves with God's ideal. With God. Nothing else, only God. Now, he probably prayed, you know, if you notice, this man prayed in the spirit of self-sufficiency. Yeah. I said it, of self-sufficiency. The attitude of the Pharisee is to be found in each person to a degree. That is seen in attitudes towards each other, how we treat each other, whether it be us as believers with other believers on our job, right? Or our other believers in our homes, other believers in our communities, other believers in our church. Stay with me, right? And this is an attitude, like I said, an attitude towards the church. Now, the attitude, watch me now. Now, I just gave you an illustration about the Pharisee. And let's be careful. Let's be careful. Now, let me give you the attitude of the publican or in some layman's terms, the tax collector. Right. The tax collector. Now, the Bible makes no reference to anything commendable in his life. Right. The title publican indicates the opposite of that which was commendable. The custom of his profession and thus the reputation he bore was that he stole and was probably dishonest. Probably dishonest. Now, Jesus said that this man was justified. Was justified. Look at verse 14. He was justified. Now, watch this now. The title, like I said, when we talk about this, right, listeners are exhorted to take a lesson. So what I mean by that is that, listen, sometimes when we admit our faults, our weaknesses, our sins, everything that we might see ourselves as unworthy. Now, listen, I liked about the simple fact that it would have been interesting. It would have been interesting if the Pharisee had taken a note from the tax collector. Can you imagine if they were both standing there, right? And the Bible says they were, according to the parable, one was arrogant, the other was humble. Now, can you imagine if that Pharisee had taken a note out of the tax collector's life? How much more transforming and how much more of an impact spiritually the Pharisee could have had on the lives of others. Now watch this. The tax collector or the publican, right? If you understand this in that moment and the atmosphere that he had put himself in, you know, praying, right? His prayer was a real petition. He said, watch me now. He said this, he said, God be merciful, right? And what I like about the fact is that God's mercy was this man's only hope, right? Was his only hope. Yeah, I said it. I'm gonna say it again. This God's mercy was this man's only hope. His prayer, if you notice, his prayer was personal and very direct, right? And very direct. He said, God be merciful to me. Oh, come on, somebody. You gotta get this, right? 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 And listen, and the emphasis added, right? Each person must deal, you and I must deal with his, her own sins. You know, I don't care who you are. The Bible says, no, there's none perfect, no, not one. The only one was Jesus. Now stay with me. If you notice in this, I'm giving you some things I want you to grasp hold of. His prayer, if you notice, his prayer was humble, right? He admitted he was a sinner. He stood far off and would not even look up. That means when he wouldn't look up, he was probably filled with guilt and shame, right? Something that he wanted to release inside. Watch. Guilty people, if you ever notice something in life, guilty people always look down. Always look down. His prayer was from his heart. You know, and if you notice, the Bible says he beat his chest, his breast, right? He beat his chest, which was a sure sign of emotional stress, anxiety, worry, doubt, and a deep sense of remorse. A deep sense of remorse. Now, each of us, each person can derive some helpful lessons from this prayer. Listen. I'm going to give you something. I want you to understand something. No one, I'm going to say it again. No one who is proud or arrogant, right? No one who is proud or arrogant can pray, right? It has been said that the gate of heaven is so low, watch this now, that it's so low, it's impossible to enter unless you are on your knees. Oh, come on, somebody. This is good stuff. Y'all gonna make me preach this morning. And listen, I don't care who's passing by this morning, if they see me jumping up and down, because I want you to get this, right? No one, watch this now, I'm gonna say it again. Watch this. It has been said that the gate of heaven is so low that it's impossible to enter unless you are on your knees. Oh, right? Okay, now, right. No one who despises others. This is good. no one who despises others can pray. Can pray. You show me a person, right? You show me someone who's proud, arrogant, right? Someone who despises others, who can have a deep sense of prayer. Show me that person. Yeah, there's some in this world who think that their prayers are being heard because of their arrogancy or because their status, their statutes of who they are. But you show me, let me tell you something. No one who despises others can pray. You cannot rightfully lift yourself above others. Oh, come on, somebody. Now, listen to me. Let me watch this now. This is good. You really pray, right? Watch this now. You really pray when you see yourself in relation to God. When you can expose yourself and allow God to work on your weaknesses. He already knows your strengths. But when you can humble yourself before God in total openness, right? Then there becomes a relation. God can take you and God can take you and use you and clean you up. But God, watch this now. God gets excited when we humble ourselves before Him. Now listen. I always tell people all the time, take a daily inventory of your life. And ask God to remove the stuff that He sees is wrong. I always take daily inventory of my life. God, remove those things that are not like You, right? So right now, I want to ask you to examine your attitude. If it's not right, please ask God, my friends, please ask God to come in and change it. Ask Him to come in and change it. Ask Him to come in and turn that situation around. Ask Him to humble you like the tax collector when he beat his chest in total remorse. Ask God to change it. And I guarantee you that once you do, He will do those very things. Sometimes we get beside ourselves. Sometimes we get above ourselves. And sometimes God needs to humble you. And guess what? What I've noticed is that none of us, including myself, none of us likes the chastisement that our Heavenly Father brings. And He does it for a reason. He does it for a reason to change. He does it for a reason to allow the Holy Spirit to churn. You know, I don't know. See, I don't know if you've ever churned butter or anything like that or whatever the case may be. Or when you watch a woman who's baking and they got the ingredients to mix in all the necessary materials to bake a cake. They're churning, or they use the mixer to mix everything. And then watch it now. It blends all that stuff together. God wants to churn, right? He wants to churn and mix all the ingredients. Love, patience, kindness, gentleness, meekness, all those ingredients, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and He wants to mix it all in there and clean you up and change you. Yeah, I said change you. Yeah, yeah. That's country, right? He wants to turn your situations around. Listen, we have a Heavenly Father that loves us. We have a Heavenly Father that has compassion for us. We have a Heavenly Father that can turn your situation around and put joy and a pep in your step. Whoa, I'm getting excited. Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, I can shout because I'm in my zone. Yeah. I said it. Listen, be careful. Be careful who you follow. Be careful. Listen to me. make sure that what's being preached and teached, right, lines up with God's word. If there's an imbalance somewhere, check it. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Oh, come on, somebody. Watch me now. Let's pray. Because I want the reason why I'm here. And I thought about this morning, you know, because there's so many leaders and teachers out there who are teaching for the wrong motives. For the wrong motives. Money. Money. Yeah, it's one thing to give, and it's one thing to donate. But if there's something going on and your lifestyle is not changing, right? And you're following someone, but your lifestyle is not changing, right? And what they're saying is not lining up with God's word, there's something wrong. Something wrong. We got to pray for each other, we've got to encourage each other, and we've got to lift up one another. Yes, yes, the enemy is on a rampage, and he's out to get you and I. And if he can bring shame, right? Watch me now. The Pharisee and you, right? Which one does God exalt the best? The Pharisee or you? Who's beating your chest and allowing God to just take control. Listen, if that's you again, ask God to change it. Let's pray over it. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now. And Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that if there's things in us that needs to be removed, Father God, I ask you right now to pluck it out and cast it into the sea of forgiveness. Forgive us, Lord, if we, in some way, shape, or form, we've become proud, arrogant, right? Or we look down on others and we think that we're better than others. Forgive us, Lord, and humble us. Lord, let us be in full submission, in total obedience to your will. Not our will, but your will. Change us, rearrange us. Lord, because we know that you don't like sin in your presence. You don't even look at sin. So, Father God, we ask that you clean us up. Clean us up. Yes. There are many out here today that are going through things. There are many out here today that are suffering. There are many out here who hold their heads low in guilt and shame. But, Father God, you've come to lift us up. So that we can look up and be thankful. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you would help us to change the dynamics. Take daily inventory, check our attitudes, check our hearts and our spirits, and make sure that it lines up with you and lines up with your word. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Help us to be more like Jesus and less of this world, less of the things of this world. I speak against arrogancy and proudness. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to take full residence in us, in all that we say, in all that we do. Oh, Father God, prayer changes things. And how sad that many of us forget the power behind prayer. Lord, I pray for healing for those that needs it, Lord. I pray for a financial blessing. I pray for this ministry, Lord, that you saturate it with the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the leaders of this nation on every side, from as far as the east is from the west and the north and the south. Every leader that fills up this great land that we call the United States of America, change the dynamics. Help us, Lord God, to understand when we don't understand. But Lord God, help us to pray more. Pray more so that we can be a pillar of change in this world. Lord, I ask that you bless my family, my friends, and everyone that comes here to hear this message or any message. whether it be now or later. Bless them, Lord. Let us all have a good day in you. And let us look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. And we all say, amen, amen, and amen again. Listen, God bless you. And by the grace and mercies of God, I'll see you next time. Take care. God bless. We hope you enjoyed this episode and this message tonight. Listen, and I hope that it encourages you to have a deeper relationship with our King, Jesus Christ. So listen, do me a favor. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, to the ministry. And again, I hope that it blesses you, and I hope that it gives you an inner desire to grow closer with Jesus Christ. Take care. God bless.